the tail, not just a trunk, not just a spear, not just a leg, not just a side, not just an ear. Oh, we've got to look at what the Lord Jesus Christ said, and that's what Luke is saying here. He said, for as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us. He said, the witness, talked about the witness, that which has, we've heard what was declared. That's what he's saying. We've heard the declaration of what's been declared. Now, I thought about, and listen, that's why we're King James Bible people. We haven't taken a corrupt Alexandrian text that they found in a trash can at the Vatican and establish the word of God off of that, because listen, I ain't going to trust any Catholic, amen, with them telling me what the word of God is. We use the Textus Receptus that had been received, and we could get into all the history of that, but I want to say it was an agreement. There's no contradictions in the Bible we have, thank God. I know they celebrated Reformation Day a week ago. I didn't even realize it until it had passed and somebody reminded me what it was. But listen, there's a group of people. They've not always been called Baptists, but there's a group of people that never protested, that never separated from the Catholic Church. There's always been a line of Bible believers, and they might have been called different things all along, but there's always been a line of Bible believers that have believed that Jesus Christ was the only way to salvation. Thank God. Listen, ain't that good to know that God was not slack? It's, oh, well, Christianity suffered a setback years ago, and somebody had to come along and reform everything and make things. Listen, I want to tell you, God's always had a church. He's always had a people. He's always had folks, amen, that believed the Bible way and believed that Jesus Christ was the only way of salvation, that believed this book. He's always had a remnant. It wasn't something that had to be fixed or reformed. Thank God the church had the living God has always been right. He said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I'm glad of that. So when we look at the reality of it, it's what has been declared. And Paul, Luke knew that. What had been declared to him. Oh my. We can look at the prophecies. I've went over that before. How it, from human standpoint, it's absolutely impossible for all the Old Testament prophecies to be fulfilled in New Testament, but God did it. That which was written about thousands of years before, amen, came to pass in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not upon him be broken. That's right. Despised and rejected by his own, a virgin shall conceive a son. We know the Bible talks about being given vinegar to drink. We could talk about all that, but what has been declared, thank God. What has been delivered? Luke also wrote about the two disciples on the Emmaus Road. They had come back after Jesus had been crucified. And as they were walking along the road, he began at Moses, the Bible says, Moses and all the prophets, and began to expound the things concerning himself. I love Old Testament types and pictures and symbols and all that. And you go look at the Old Testament, what you need to do is try to find Jesus in every page, because this book is written about him. It's all about him. And when people miss him, they're going to miss it all. Hey, you know as well as I do. Hey, even the wickedest of individuals will say, God bless you, or God bless America, or whatever. But you insert the name Jesus in there, friend, And they stumble on that because he is a stone of stumbling, the Bible says. He is a cornerstone, and he is a stumbling stone to those who do not believe. They don't mind you mentioning God as long as you don't specify who he is. That's right. But Jesus began it. All those Old Testament prophets, Moses wrote the first five books of the Bible. He began, I believe Jesus started way back there in Genesis. Genesis 3, probably verse 15. About the seed of the woman. Went all the way to the ark. Talked about he was the ark. The span of the things concerning himself. The types and pictures, the Passover lamb in Exodus. On and on we could go and talk about the types and pictures of the Lord Jesus Christ in the Word of God. But then they said, as he revealed himself to them, they said, did not our hearts burn within us when he talked with us by the way? Now, see, they could not see. But he showed them his hands and showed that he broke the bread, the Bible says. And I believe when he did that, Calvary, the crucifixion, opened up their eyes to who he was. And Luke wants us to get a picture of this. You're never going to see God through anybody's lens. You're never going to see God the way you should see him unless you see him through the lens of the Lord Jesus Christ and the crucified sacrifice, amen, and the vicarious suffering of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're never going to meet God. You're never going to know him unless you know him through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why, Luke, he said, I told about all that Jesus began to do and to say. Those things most surely believed among us. Let me just say this. Anybody that would minimize the work of Christ on the cross of Calvary, let me tell you that that's not a real deal. It's false. It's phony. I thought about Church of Christ. Well, what do? They certainly believe in the Trinity. They believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. They believe he died on the cross. But wait just a minute. There's something I got to do to be saved. I got to be baptized. Let me tell you this. It's an insult to God when we try to work our way to heaven. And it's an insult to the work of Christ on the cross of Calvary. We by any means try to earn or satisfy God with our own merits or our own ability. Listen, hey, you can't do that. Thank God it's by grace through faith. Thank God faith alone, just trusted him. And he makes this declaration here. He delivers some things unto him. Hey, he heard what was declared. Not only that, but we believe what's been delivered to us. So there's a hearing of what's been declared to us. And that's why it's so important. Paul said this. He said, for the preaching of the cross is of them that perish foolishness. But us which are saved is the power of God. Amen. I'm glad I heard an unadulterated, unfiltered message on the cross of Calvary. And a man painted Calvary to me. Jesus suffering and dying on the cross, bleeding for my sins. The vicarious suffering of the Lord Jesus Christ. Some would say, well, it is by grace. But as long as, you know, there's some works involved and you do the best you can and you do the best that you can physically possible. And then at the very end, if you've not done enough, then the grace of God is there to squeak you in. And that's not how that works. Because I want to tell you, all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. And thank God Paul, Luke here is writing, He said it's all about him. So we've heard what's been declared. He talks about the witnesses in Acts. God has preserved his word. He's used men to write it down, but I want to tell you this. It's by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost of God. Now, how do I tell people the Word of God? We've got firsthand accounts. We've got witnesses of the resurrection, 500 brethren. Bible says, and we've got witnesses to the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. And every time you've got a court trial, there's always witnesses that come in. But I want to tell you this. The greatest witness that we have to all this is true is God himself. You say, well, what if we didn't have the witnesses? Still wouldn't change the fact. God's still been God, true to his word. We believe about what's been delivered. You can't help anybody that does not believe this Bible right here. There is no hope for them if they do not believe the Word of God. Faith by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. So he talks about, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the Word. He said, we've heard it preached. These men, I mean, God called Abram out of the Ur, the Chaldees, and gave us prophets and gave us ministers and gave us men of God. And they wrote the Bible as they were inspired by the Holy Ghost. And we got Daniel and Zechariah. Isaiah wrote about the sufferings of the Lord Jesus Christ, the writers of the Psalm. Then Luke comes on the picture, and he's the only Gentile in the mix. God would perform a miracle for the Gentiles. Thank God we've been grafted in. We were alienated. We were strangers from the commonwealth. But I'm glad God had Gentiles. And even one entire book of the Bible is written about a Gentile, Ruth. Came to his own. The Bible says his own received him not, but to me gave him power. To me received him, to them gave you the power to become the sons of God. Then he says, it seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first. You know what God did for Luke? Same thing he did for Paul. As I said, salvation is not just an experience, and although it is, not just a feeling, but it's a revelation of who the Lord Jesus Christ is. By God, the Holy Ghost shows us who Christ is. The Word of God shows us who Christ is. It's revealed to us through the Scriptures, through the Holy Ghost. Thank God when we realize who He is, we realize who Christ is. Thank God, amen, you run to Him, He will save you by His grace. You come to Him. Let me tell you this. Everybody needs to know how bad a sinner they are. And I'm glad God revealed that to us. Everybody needs to know how great a Savior Jesus is. And if you'll look in that Bible will reveal that to you. You say, well, you're talking about something that's... No, it's just God revealing Himself to you through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Aren't you glad God revealed His Son to us through the Scripture? I said before, don't base your salvation on anything else, any feelings, any emotions. You base it on the Word of God and what is revealed in the Bible to us. And then He says, we'll continue in what was confirmed. He said, I'm going to write to you in order, most excellent Theophilus, that thou mightest know. We don't know who Theophilus was. He might have been a prince. He gives him a title of excellent Theophilus. thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed. He said, we're going to get all these witnesses together, and we're going to put them all together. He said, we've had some right before. He said, but I'm going to write to you what I seen, what I saw. And he says, then you've got the whole entirety of it, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed. Let me just say this. Thank God. God gave us apostles. God gave us disciples. God gave us these writers of the Word of God. But I'm going to tell you this. God gave us the Holy Ghost. And He is the witness of what God said is true. You better believe. Hey, you better believe this book is Holy Ghost inspired. That God gave us His Word. He said He would, and He did. We've got a complete Scripture, complete, entire, amen, all that we need. And there's no need in going looking anywhere else. I'm afraid these days people are basing everything off of experience and what they have, some kind of mystical something or another. But I'm going to tell you, it's like Brother Adam's been teaching in Jude, you better grade it with the Word of God. He said, the former treatise, Acts 1, have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day in which He was taken up, after that He, through the Holy Ghost, having given commandments unto the apostles whom He had chosen, showed Himself alive, the Bible says, after His passion, by many infallible proofs. And we'll tell you, we've got the proofs of His miracles. We've got the proof of the witnesses. We've got the proof of the testimonies. But I thought about the proof of what God has done in our hearts. Let me just ask you this morning, is what you got real? It better be real. It better be based on what this Bible says about the Lord Jesus Christ and His salvation. That's right. God's revealed Himself to us through His Word. This, amen. What God said about Himself. Let me ask you this. What you got real? Is it based on the Bible? Is it based on what Jesus said? Are you trying to skirt around? Trying to get by? Trying to take a detour to get to God? You ain't going to do that. Luke said, I've got to go with what's delivered. I've got to go with what's declared. And I've got to go with what's been confirmed in my heart. Amen. That which was confirmed in Him. He believed it. A continuance in what has been confirmed in Him. Let's all stand. Miss Paula, if you'll come for just a minute.